Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, I'm super excited about today's guest. Krista Nichols is someone I've had the pleasure of knowing for several years, and she has gone on to being kind of, I would say, a really big deal in copy. I know you would never say it, so I'll just say it for you. She's recognized by so many people who are 7, 8, and I think even 9-figure earners who are like, oh my gosh, this woman understands copy like no one else's business. So Krista, welcome. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks for having me. What a great intro. Woohoo.
Woohoo! I know we can go into like the technical bio and stuff, but I actually think it's more fun to hear what other people have to say. You're like, yes, please, heap it on. This is awesome. Keep it coming. So Krista, you have kind of become known as like the go-to for copy in this space. And I know you're probably like, oh my gosh, it's hard for me to actually accept, but it's true. Your name comes up over and over again when it comes to excellent copy, but it didn't always start like that. So where did you start before you were like, oh my gosh, copy is my thing?
You know, I got into the digital marketing sphere about 3 years ago, and it wasn't something planned. I just wanted to learn how to do it to promote my own business at the time. And eventually I decided that this was something I could really offer to clients of all kinds. So basically I just started taking projects for anything. I did blog writing. I did social media management. I did Facebook ads. I did Instagram. I did all kinds of things. And eventually I kind of burned out. Not all of those things were things that I enjoyed doing. Some of them just were not my wheelhouse. And I ended up kind of taking a step back and considering, what are the things that I do that I get the best results for my clients from, and the things that leave me feeling energized and alive, and things that I can envision myself doing day in and day out for the next however many years I want to continue to work. And I love work. I'm a professional. It makes me happy, but I knew I had to be doing things that continued that, or it was going to just, you know, be kind of a drain. And so this is terrible, but I didn't renew any client contracts, and I actually let a few clients go. And I started working for a Facebook ads agency as a copywriter. And that's kind of when it clicked. Things got really fun again. And it became kind of a game, like trying to figure out Facebook, trying to, you know, set some standards as far as what Facebook will accept and what it won't, what gets good results and what doesn't. So it kind of became kind of a game, kind of a challenge of, you know, let's do it better the next time, and the next time, and the next time. And it just clicked. It just became something that I enjoyed a lot and got results for my clients.
One of the things that you just said that was so key there is that it became like a game. It became a challenge for you. And you were like, oh my gosh, how far can we, you know, push the limits and what can happen? And I think that's something that we see when someone steps into their zone of genius, where suddenly it's no longer work. It's like you live and you breathe it, and you can't learn enough or study enough or practice enough, because suddenly it's something that's second nature to you. And that was exactly what you found with copy, and not just copy, but messaging really. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. And the more I did it, the more I understood what a difference it made. And the deeper you go, the more you can develop ways to kind of catch those hallmarks of, okay, this is what hits for this audience. This is what hits for that audience. And not only that, but for each client has certain trademarks and certain just different paths that they take. And they're so unique. They're so individual because their audiences are individual, and it needs to be authentic and it needs to be vulnerable and it needs to be service-based. And so, yeah, it has to start at the base level with not just a single set of copy, but a whole cohesive message that they're putting out there for the people that they're trying to reach.
One of the things that you have really honed in on that I think most people try to understand but don't quite ever go as deep into is this idea of messaging versus copy. And for those of you who aren't familiar, because I remember the first time I heard copy and I was like, what does that even mean? What is the difference between copy and messaging?
Copy would be the single set, the project. Copy is the project. So whether it's a funnel or whether it's ad copy or website copy, it's the physical words that are strung together. But the messaging is all the psychology behind it, the whole foundation for everything that the client is going to put out there and say to their audience. Just all the emotion, all the mindset, all of the psychology behind it, the reasons why they do what they do, the reasons why the audience will benefit from it. Messaging is kind of the overarching umbrella, and underneath it are all the different types of copy.
I love that so much because I've run Facebook ads and done social media campaigns and driven tons of traffic to what feels like a dead end. Even when it's a great offer sometimes, it doesn't convert the way that someone hopes it will. And it sounds like a part of that is really because of the messaging, right? And that's what you honed in on. It's not just the copy, it's the messaging, right?
Yeah, definitely. The messaging digs deeper. It goes into really helping the client put themselves in the shoes of their audience. It asks the important questions to help them answer those before the audience even raises them. It addresses the objections before they even have them. And it just really helps the client know exactly what their audience needs to hear. I know a lot of people think it's, you know, it's just a guess or you don't really know. No, you can know. There are ways that you can know, and there are ways that you can discover exactly what your audience needs in order to trust you and like you and invest in you.
I love that so much. And the funny thing is, I think you really understood messaging even when you were first getting started in copy. And that was why you were able to thrive so quickly, because you have this empathetic nature where you feel for people, you feel their emotions. I see it in you all the time. It's a beautiful thing. You have a very open heart, Krista. And I think that helped you to see kind of your clients' hearts and then your clients' hearts, which is two layers deep, as crazy as that might sound. But you've had a ton of awesome, incredible successes with your clients. Are there any that come to mind as ones that you would want to share, like the ones you're the most, like not proud of, but the ones where you're like, I can shout this from the mountaintops?
Oh man, I can't stop talking about how much I love my clients, honestly. I'm in a place where I'm able to work with some amazing people who are really deeply caring about their audiences and the services that they provide. And I love it so much. Recently, I did some email sales marketing sequences for a client. And within the first 2 hours of the first email dropping, she had 10 calls booked for a program that she was only opening 10 spaces for. I think in the end, after the 4 email sequence, she had 30 calls were booked for free, you know, just from her list of people. The same client, she also had 60 new entries to her entry-level program, and she's never had that many before. And what this couple offers changes people's lives. It changes their lives for the better. And so I would write upside down on the moon for their offers, because it makes such a difference. And I'll do that, you know, all day, every day for people who just care that much about their clients, because that's how much I care about mine.
I love that so much. Now, I know there are a lot of people who are probably like, okay, so Krista's one of the best copywriters of our time. She's probably outside of like my price bracket at this point, or maybe some people are like, that's, you know, I want to work with her. If someone's like, I want to work with her here now today, what's the best place that someone could find you, Krista?
You can go to my website, which is go.kristanicholsmessaging.com. And if you just click through, you can schedule a call with me. I'm also getting ready to launch a beta program.
That's what I was just about to go into, because your beta program is going to be a game changer for entrepreneurs. Tell us a little bit about it. I'm so excited about this.
Oh man, I know. I'm like losing sleep. I'm so excited. After FHL this year, after taking in all of the amazing speakers, all the different paths that they've taken, and especially the session where it talked about the 8 ways to know if you will end up being a 2CC winner over the next 12 months. I just sat with that for a long time, and I just thought about it and thought about it and thought about it, and realized that so many of those 8 factors apply to people's messaging. How do you know your messaging is going to convert? Well, you need these 8 pillars in your messaging as well. So I took that all apart and I studied it and I studied it and I studied it. And then I put it all back together for messaging. And I started taking people through it, and the results were amazing. I mean, I was getting excited on calls. They were getting excited on calls, and just, it's been a game changer for me in the way of the quality of copy that I'm able to offer them. And it's been a game changer for them, because suddenly they have a roadmap for exactly what to say, and they can use it in their emails, their funnels, their ads, their social posts. They can use it, and it's exactly what their audience needs. And it's just so exciting, because it just cuts the time in half for them, you know, for them to sit down and try to think of it. Because I think as my clients, as the program creators, half of their brain is on the target audience, because they know who their target audiences are. They know what they need, but half their brain's on the program too. It's on the offer and trying to make the offer the best that it can. And when it comes to separating yourself from how awesome you know the offer is, because I mean, you've lived it, breathed it, ate it, slept it for the last however long, it's hard to step back and put yourself back in the shoes of your audience. And that's what this system is able to do for them. So I'm getting ready to launch a beta with it, where it will be 8 weeks walking step-by-step through each of these pillars of messaging. And in the end, each person that goes through it with me will have this roadmap to how to create their own messaging that will reach their target market. And it will cover everything from, you look at the long form sales page, it'll have, who your audience is, who they aren't, what they want, what they need to hear, what they have tried before, and how to talk to them about why this is different. It talks about where their audience's mindset is, maybe the things that are holding them back, and what they can say to them to help them feel safe making the step forward into their program or their offer. I just love it. I just love it so much. And I just know it's going to be so awesome for so many people.
What I think is so cool about this too is that you've actually gone through this process with someone. I'm thinking of a certain someone with the first name that starts with a J.
Yeah.
And there were massive results. Do you want to share what that looked like? Because that's somebody who is pretty new to the game of entrepreneurship, and you were able to help make a huge difference in his earning ability, but ability to change lives as well, early on, which is, I think, so powerful. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. This was one of my favorites so far, because he was actually in one of my coaching groups in another program that I'm in, and was really struggling. He had a beta that he wanted to launch, but it was a brand new offer. He had completely switched up his business model. So I offered to just kind of jump on a call with him and take a look at it. And he showed me the program, and it was amazing. Like, everything was there. There was no way that somebody who put the work in on this program would not succeed at this. But he just really was struggling with how to put it out there in a way that would attract his target audience, and how to, encourage them to make that step and trust him, and just kind of speak to them where they were at and bring them along on the journey with him. So I worked him through the process. And then he took the messaging, and then he applied it to his funnel and his emails and his ad copy. And he sold out his beta program in 48 hours and with upsells and generated about over $12,000 in 48 hours and has since gone on to launch the program for, you know, outside of the beta course. He's planning a high ticket retreat now. He's getting amazing results for his clients. And it was just, I just was cheering him on in the background, like, yeah, go, man, go.
That is so, so cool. So, Krista, people will be able to learn more about that beta offer on your website as soon as it's live, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'm actually working on a video case study for this exact program that we just talked about with my friend Jamie. And so that will be going live soon, as soon as I get the everything edited for that. And you'll also be able to get on a wait list for the program if you want to, so that when the beta does go live, you'll be the first to know. So that will be going live pretty soon.
So great. Well, Krista, thank you so much for joining me. This has been an absolute pleasure. I know this is going to be really eye-opening to some people as to why their offers and the things that they're putting out there aren't hitting the way that they had hoped. And I think that that's going to be a huge gift that you bring into this space of entrepreneurship, which I'm so excited about.
Me too. Me too. It's something that I can do to help people and to help people who are helping other people. I love helping, and I love helping make the world a better place and helping spread positivity and joy and healing, you know, whether it's relationships, businesses, or, you know, personal issues or physical issues. So I can't wait.
So great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been an awesome interview. Krista, as always, I adore you, and I'll see you guys later.
Sounds good.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.